The Guardian.
Which new additions are there to your list of fish that consumers should now avoid?
In terms of species, there aren't really any species that aren't there before. What we do at MCS is we split each species into the various stocks that occur around the coast. Because of that, there are some additions to the fish to avoid list. The most notable of those would be the common or Dover sole from the Irish Sea trawl fisheries and from the North Sea beam trawl fishery, and also albacore tuna from the South Atlantic longline fishery and the Mediterranean longline fishery.
But the Marine Conservation Society does offer alternatives for some of these fish.
We do, yes. And for both of those species that I've just mentioned, there are actually examples of those species on the fish to eat list. This causes a problem for consumers because obviously if they're just looking at the labels currently, it will just say the species of the fish. Whereas, as you know, there are examples of both fish to avoid and fish to eat in that one species. So what we're asking for is better labelling.
I was alarmed to see, looking at your list, that stocks of anchovies in the Bay of Biscay are now at an all-time low and should be avoided because there's no alternative recommended by the society.
No, this is correct. The Bay of Biscay anchovy fishery has actually been closed this year until July 2009 because it's in such a poor state, at which point they will be reassessing the stock and then they may reopen it. If it hasn't recovered, they will be leaving it closed for maybe another year.
How much evidence is there that consumers are taking into account the sustainability of fish stocks before they make a purchase?
With regards to them actually acting upon the idea of sustainable seafood, unfortunately it appears that the consumers are still buying unsustainable seafood and sticking to five main species, which are cod, haddock, tuna, salmon and prawns. This accounts for about three quarters of all seafood purchased in the UK currently.
It's a strange phenomenon, really, because, you know, we do live on an island and you'd think that British consumers would be more educated about the variety of fish available.
Well, that's it. One of the main things that we advise consumers to do is to try different things because there are a lot of species that aren't appreciated in the UK. People get stuck in the traditions and they will buy the same fish week in, week out. And it's because of this that the stocks for these species, such as cod, have decreased so much. By choosing species such as pollock or gurnard, you can be sure that it's a sustainable choice. More often than not, it's actually cheaper, so that helps in the current economic climate. And it allows the fish from the pressured stocks, such as cod and haddock, to recover to levels where they would then be able to be sustainably fished.
When you go into a lot of restaurants or takeaway restaurants or shops, it's not easy, is it, for a consumer to make a choice based on the sustainability?
No, it's not. This is what we're hoping to gain from this relaunch with the Pocket Good Fish Guide, which allows consumers to take the information with them to shops and restaurants. We've actually got a little tear-off strip on there with a few questions asking consumers to tell us how they see the labelling that they find when they are out buying fish. As far as we're aware, the labelling currently isn't sufficient for people to make the right sustainable choice. Of course, there will always be exceptions to this, but in general, the accuracy or the detail on the labelling isn't efficient enough to be able to make the sustainable choice, which consumers who are wanting to do that, it just means that they can't.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.